Hi, I'm a USPS worker. I work at the 800 number, 1-800-275-8777. That's 1-800-ASK-USPS. I've been seeing what's been happening within the post office from a much broader level than my coworkers in the different crafts that don't work at the call center. You guys see what's going on at your local post office. You feel what's going on at the local post office. But when everybody goes home at the end of the night, you get your mail, right? And you think that just you and the senders know what's going on. But I'm going to give you an example. When Informed Delivery first started, I got a phone call from someone that said, I'm getting emails that are showing me somebody pictures of somebody else's mail that's going to my old address. And I asked, well, did you sign up for Informed Delivery ever? No, he didn't know what it was. I asked, when you moved, did you do a change of address? He said, yes, that was over 7 years ago. And none of the mail I see pictured is mine. It all belongs to whoever lives there now. So then my last question was, did you ever have an account set up, that email address set up to a USPS account? And it was so long ago, he didn't remember. So that's the first thing. I posted it to our change agent board. In the call center, everybody just thought it wasn't true. I mean, but I put it up there. I reported it. Then, as Informed Delivery continued, some of us agents would get a call about someone that's, they moved, 3 years ago, didn't use their eBay since they were at their old address, but they're calling about to prevent the package going to their old address from being delivered, they would say today. And I would say, what do you mean? How do you, if the carrier knows you don't live there, they're going to return it to sender. And they say, they mention an email. They could see it in their email. And these are people during the pandemic when the stimulus checks were coming. These calls were constant. And they moved. It seemed like they all moved. It was pretty much over a year. And so, so this breach has been happening for a while. The pre-pandemic, packages going to the old address, the change agent board, it took 3 years of me posting just to change one simple word. Can you tell these people so they don't stay home waiting for their package that it's not scheduled? The parcel select lightweight that we have 14 days to deliver. Don't tell them it's scheduled so they sit home and miss work and probably lose their jobs. Make it approximate or estimate. Estimated date of delivery. Approximate expected date of delivery is what is expected date of delivery. You don't wait for a package to be delivered to you until it says out for delivery. The whole scans are another issue. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy never looked at anything affecting humans for the past 3 years. If you listen to the oversight, the last it was just May 17th. And I'm curious if anybody knows, did he select the date May 17th? I am just curious because it would totally go with his MO. Now, Louis DeJoy, I'm not even finished with Informed Delivery, but I should just do one. His what the actions he's taken as soon as he got on board. I wondered about the same day Express Mail commercial. I went on to all my Facebook groups. I belong to two unions. I asked APWU, NALC, does anybody know about Same Day Express Mail? No, they didn't see it. They didn't carry it. But yet I get a call from a trucker who's delivering our Express Mail. I go, you're delivering it? Oh, well, I drive it. I go, you're a USPS worker? He was calling about his own package after work. He said, oh, no, he just drives it. He doesn't actually deliver it. And he worked for a company. It began with Eagle. Now, Eagle is something that DeJoy, the name of the magazine is Eagle. I forget what else he named his Eagle. This is, you know, he's branding Eagle, but when he talks to the scholars, the .edus, on one of them, he said, I don't have my own planes. I don't have any planes. That's what it is. I don't have any planes. Why is it I and not we? It, was he in the mindset at that very moment that he was LDJ Global Strategies? He just spoke at the Institute of World Politics on March 14, 2023. I asked, I don't see any other postal workers that said that they went to that. Postal executives, if you hear this, OIG, if you hear this, it's a secret. It was a secret presentation. Did he share his straw hat donor scheme that he looked over to make sure it was legal and oversight? I don't believe ever even asked for the formula. All right, back to informed delivery. Informed delivery started before the Postmaster General, but if you ask him about it, he'll say, oh, I didn't start that. And he blames others, as you can hear, right from his mouth. He just said that delivery performance is, it's better than ever. Now, in our great-grandmother's day, mail got from coast to coast in 3 days in the hands of the humans. His statistics, his 2.5 average delivery day statistics, according to the August 2020 report from USPS OIG, is an announcement that there's no master key control. And employees could just go onto the website and there's no cap on how many duplicate keys they can order. The Postmaster General had all the delivery units delivering to the same compromised mailboxes using duplicate keys. Can you see his MO? Jeff Sessions, you need to hear this because you look so foolish, like you're kissing his feet. And you have no idea on what's really going on. You have to listen to all the females that spoke on May 17th, because they're the ones that are representing and restating what they're hearing from all these people. I'm going to do a whole other, I'm the one, we, the agents, are listening to people ready to commit suicide. I prevented 2 suicides, I believe. The one guy said he was cool because what should be happening should have happened the next day. The elderly woman, I gave her to a lead, and I also let my boss know. So we, Louis DeJoy, not we, not the post office workers, Louis DeJoy is ruining people's lives. How many people got pregnant because they didn't get their birth control pills on time? How many people died? We won't be hearing from those customers. He calls himself the evil postmaster. Oh, he says that's what he's called, the evil postmaster, and he laughs about it and talks to his colleges, the universities, the institutions. He doesn't feel pressure. Oh, it just goes away the next day. So is that how you're handling the human aspect? Postmaster DeJoy, you have no experience delivering to humans. So if those 2.5 statistics are from post office to post office, you are misleading the American people, and you are misleading them anyway, because you're saying the word delivered, and we have the highest amount of, it says right there, December 2022, and also January 2023, that there are no national statistics for undelivered or non-delivered mail due to theft, vandalism, lack of staff, etc., weather. Those are not included in those press releases, and it pisses me off every time I get those in my work email. And it pisses me off. After each call, I have to indicate why people are calling. And those statistics are not seen anywhere for the past 8 years I've worked there. Andrew DeJoy, Get your father to resign. Please. Do it. Do one of your financial talks about the Glass-Steagall Act that your uncle mentions in his book called Bubbles of the Burst. And you just mentioned bubbles. Why won't anybody come forward? North Carolina, business people, Chamber of Commerce, whoever's dealt with DeJoy and know what he's really about, come forward. I have a phone number. You can leave an anonymous message, call some a friend of a friend of a friend, and have them leave it. 562-804-5625. Again, 562-804-5625. If postal inspection can get, if there's a mail theft report from Dominic DeJoy, who mentions Glass-Steagall Act, a repeal of, in his book of love poems, there's a comb through that book for some kind of lead, and it's the Glass-Steagall Act. And his Dominic versus Louis DeJoy lawsuit in 2000, possibly there is a mail theft report. So Andrew DeJoy, if you could call your uncle and ask if there's a theft report, I can send somebody to his house and pick it up. In La Jolla, California, unless somebody in North Carolina could get that mail theft report, we need to get this guy out of here. He started June 2020. And before that, when he started right away, was the same day express mail video. First thing it seemed he did. Commercial. It was a commercial. I found it on YouTube, asked all my coworkers, does anybody know about same day express mail? No. Seems our express mail that I used to deliver, as well as do the collection boxes in Long Beach, California, where I reported two zip codes being compromised over 10 years ago and actually turned out 90804 and 90814. The keys were stolen 5 years before that. I talked to every single post office in Long Beach and postal inspection. And those locks and keys have never been changed out. So I, Karen Marie Nielsen, a.k.a. Carrie, would like Long Beach, California to be the first city. Did these start? Where are the electronic locks coming from? Was there a request for quote? Postmaster DeJoy, May 17th, said he ordered whatever and now he's going to order more. From where? Is it one of his companies, one of his connections? I see New Breed is still out there, you know, all over. Oversight never even talked about. Oversight never even mentioned LDJ Global Strategies. Did you ever send them all the information that they requested? Anyway, back to informed delivery. I don't know who's really hearing this, but I could get into specifics. I did share specifics with someone connected to Frank Albergo, who after DeJoy started, right, June 15th, 2020, was sworn in. Well, USPS Connect, which I guess is the same day delivery. How much do people pay on a click and ship for same day delivery? I guess you can't go into the post office and ask for same day express. It never came up since it was mentioned on the price calculator on the website. He's been sneaky from the get-go. USPSConnect.com. That URL, that website name, was registered in May of 2020, before he even came aboard. So who in Raleigh, North Carolina, is in on your schemes? If you work for the post office and you're dirty, you better leave. You better retire soon. You better quit. I'm looking for snitches. Area code 562-804-5625. I submitted a whistleblower, five of them, a few as a employee, which I learned whistleblowing doesn't cover government or federal workers, but I also have a few submitted as a resident, as a tax paying citizen of the United States Postal Service. Humans that you, DeJoy, were hired to serve, and you haven't even addressed the human Congress members. How many have said they tried contacting you? The first one I learned of is Brenda Lawrence. And Brenda Lawrence, who worked for the post office and became a Congress member, is now retired. And Brenda Lawrence should replace your ass.